Are you ready to apply God's Word into your everyday life? Welcome to Ancient Mysteries Kingdom Principles Podcast. I'm your host, Rabbi Kurt Landry. Together, we will unlock the ancient principles of the Bible that empower your faith and equip you to move into greater levels of kingdom authority.
Hello.
Hello, and Happy New Year to you on this Trending Tuesday. I can tell you this is going to be a very, very important Trending Tuesday. So please hit that share button, because how something starts is how it usually will finish. And, you know, we've learned that over 44 years of marriage, that sometimes, you know, the Lord will ask you to do stuff and it will start rough and there's a battle. And it doesn't mean that it will always be a battle, but it's always better when it starts with a little bit of grace. And I think if we've learned anything, is you've got to have a plan and then you follow the plan, because the enemy, as we know, he always wants to try to get us off the plan. So babe, wouldn't you think distraction is probably one of the biggest battles, maybe even bigger than the devil?
Well, I think distraction is the devil.
Yeah, well, he is. But sometimes, well, I guess when I said that, sometimes people, places, and circumstances used by the devil, but sometimes just distractions come.
Yes.
And of course the devil's behind getting you off track. Mm-hmm. But the best thing about keeping you on track is to have a plan. You need to have a plan. And in this biblical year, and 5782, and in this year of 2022, we have a great opportunity. And so we want to be able to share with you that opportunity, and let's be blessed. So let's pray. So I'm going to ask, babe, if you'd pray for us. Okay. Let's pray that we hear and that we're able to communicate on this Trending Tuesday, this very important word for you to be able to start your year off right.
Yes, yes. So Father, we come before you in the name of Yeshua. And Lord, we give you praise and thanksgiving that you give us another opportunity for not only a day, but another year, Father. But we just ask that in this year that we stay on the path that you've called us to, Lord. We thank you that you are going to make it very, very clear day by day, Father, and week by week, whether we're in the right place or the wrong place. But we thank you, Father, that you've given us scriptures. You've spoken to us about this new year coming up, that you give us strength, that the Holy Spirit lives inside of us, and that we are going to be able to become and to be able to accomplish all that you've called us to.
Lord.
And we just give praise and thanksgiving for that, because the angels that you have assigned to us are called to help us, Father, as we follow in the path that you've called us to. So we just give thanksgiving this night and this new year, Father, that new opportunities, Father, because it's time for the harvest, Lord. We've waited so long, so many years, and now we get to be a part, and we are so excited that we've made it this far and we're going to be able to be a part. So we thank you, Father, for your will to be done and accomplished in each one of us, Lord, and in our families, our loved ones,
yes,
our congregations, our regions, our nations, Father, the
yes,
United
Lord.
States of America, Israel, and all the nations of the earth, in Jesus' name.
Yes,
in Jesus' name. Amen.
So I'm going to give you, and I'm going to ask you to excuse me just for a minute. I've got a dehumidifier. No, just let me go and turn it off. I'll be right back.
Sorry.
I usually turn it off.
It's only 2 degrees outside. I'm not sure where the humidity is coming from.
Yeah, when you live on the lake, you have to have dehumidifiers. So anyway, before I get started on my board, I want to share something with you. This is kind of where we're going, because you got an opportunity to invest your time. And so I've got a lot of new people that have joined us. So I kind of broke down from a business standpoint, because that's really where I'm really kind of a biblical finance teacher. But I don't just teach it. I practically live it, because I left the corporate world, and I found that if you'll do it God's way, you can do it in a much better way, safer, more prosperous. And so anyway, here's some of the key things after 40 years of business. I just want to share this with you. Okay. And, you know, I've been involved in a lot of different partnerships, good and bad, but the key for partnership success is you have to have very
very clear agreement on the goals. So that means the goals, the responsibility, who's going to do what, when, and how, and all that, that needs to be taken care of. Number one, clear goals. Okay. Second, you have to have an agreement on the plan. So it's not enough just to agree that we're going from point A to point B, but there has to be an agreement of how you're going to arrive. Are you going to arrive seeking first the kingdom of God? Are you going to be a manipulator and do it a little bit of God? Is there going to be mixture? How are you going to do it? Thirdly, the leadership has to have proof of principle. Now, I've been involved in a lot of startup type things over the years. And the key is you can have the great idea. You can have venture capital money, but where your stock really increases in whatever your startup is when you have what we call proof of concept in business. Once you have proof of concept, then the stock goes up. But where the stock really goes up is not after proof of concept, but proof of sales, meaning that there's deliverables, that your concept, your idea, your invention, your whatever you've put together actually performs and brings proof that it works. But what's even more important is what Christy and I are imparting to our children, but into our grandchildren, is the principle of the proof of principles that work for God. Excuse me. If you'll do it God's way, then you'll have a long play and you'll have a legacy and an inheritance. So one of the first things that you have to do in this partnership is you have to trust and have firm belief in the reliability of who you're partnering with. So tonight, I'm going to give you an opportunity. You can go to kurtlandry.com/update and order your annual report. Now, this is a partial report. I had them do it partially, and I'm going to review some of that tonight. But in February, you will be able to download the full report of what we did in 2021. So it's proof of principle. We told you we were going to do something in Israel. We raised money for it. And then here's the proof that we actually did what we said. So you're really, if you're going to partner with Kurt Landry Ministries, you have to realize that we set goals to grow. So what we're giving you is not just like unproven materials. We're giving you the way we actually live. So when you're partnering with us as a family and as a corporation, as a ministry, you need to understand this is what we do, and not just for like we just tried it in the last few years. These principles is how we have lived really for the last 40 years. I mean, they've developed and they've matured, but what we're doing is this is how we do things, okay? And then what we're going to have to do, I think, for 2022, and I'm going to get into that in a minute, I think you would all agree, we have to adapt. We're going to have a real firm commitment to stay on track. Okay, we're going to have to partner. You can't do it on your own. We're going to have to be willing to transform and make an agreement as a ministry that we're going to live a lifestyle that makes a difference. That's the key. I think the bottom line here is let's make a difference in 2022. I think that's really the key. So let me break down a little bit of my teaching on this. And you know, 2022 is a year for biblical alignment. And a lot of people say, well, what do you mean biblically aligned? What it means is that you ultimately, you're going to take this Bible, not this one literally, but a Bible. And what you're going to say is, I'm going to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And this is, this word is the CEO. This is the chief executive officer of my life. I'm the COO. I'm the chief operating officer. He gives me the plan. I align the plan, and then I operate according to the plan, and then he'll give the results. But I think the Lord is really speaking to us in this year, because if you go to the biblical alignment, one of the key principles is Israel. You know, it says in Genesis 12:3, it says, I will bless those that bless Israel. But there's tons of scriptures that talk about being in alignment with God's prophetic word. If you are in alignment with his word, then God will bless you accordingly. But I believe that there's a special word of the Lord
And I think he's resetting our clocks right now, because in 5782, that's the biblical year we're in, the Hebrew calendar biblical year, 5782, I think the Lord's telling us this is time to reset our clock. And so I want to share this with you. I think this is interesting that if you break these numbers down, 5 plus 7 plus 8 plus 2 equals 22. And we're in biblical year 2022. And so I think it's interesting. So I'm gonna have Christy actually read this scripture first. This will be Isaiah 22 right here and 22. So if the Lord's dealing with 22 and he's got 2 and 82, what is it that the Lord's speaking to us about this year? So if you would read Isaiah 22 and 22.
I will place upon his shoulders the key to the treasures of David's palace. He will open doors that no one can shut, and he will shut doors that no one can open.
So I believe what the Lord is saying to us in 2022 in the Gregorian calendar, as it overlaps with biblical year 5782, that he wants you to have authority. So in the comments, if you would go ahead and say authority. So authority has to do with aligning with God's purpose. That's where supernatural authority comes from. But if we go to Isaiah 51, 1 and 2, this is the first scripture that the Lord has given me for this year. So I'm going to have Christy read this, and we're reading out of the Passion Edition. Listen, it's just a little bit different, and it's just different enough that, and it's very similar to the Hebrew, but it gives us a little different sound so that we don't just say, okay, I've heard that. So go ahead and read that, Isaiah 51, 1 and 2.
Listen to me, you who chase after righteousness, you who passionately pursue the Lord. Look back to Abraham, the rock from which you were cut. Look back to Sarah, the quarry from which you were dug, and remember what I did for them. Yes, look to Abraham, your father, and to Sarah, who bore you. For when I called Abraham, he was but one person. But I blessed him greatly, so that one became many.
So you are the seed of Abraham by faith. We agree, Jew and Gentile, one new man. Let me have one of these blank card stocks here. I kind of wanted to show you how the revelation of this is this. This one's got some writing on it. Just give me another one. Thank you. Yeah. Okay. None of this is planned, but I listen, we're just sitting down and we're planning with you. Okay. So what he's saying is in this time, I want you to look to Abraham. Okay. So this is the time of Abraham. Okay. And so this is the time of the cross. And then you get around 360 and then you have BCE, and then you have the Roman influence that comes in, okay? And it affects the church. Okay, so what he's saying is, you've got Abraham. He says, look back to when I spoke to Abraham. And he's actually not even saying look back to the cross, or look back to when Constantine interrupted and really distorted so much of the identity and the covenants that God made. But the challenge is, the reason he says look back is because the majority of the church is looking through this window right here. It's all the commentary and all the information has been tainted or corrupted right here since Constantine period, okay? And much of us even go back to the cross. But go ahead and read it again, 57:1. It says, look to Abraham. No, look in Isaiah 51 and 1. Okay. And it's interesting because what it's doing is, if you look back to Abraham, he's saying, go back to the covenant of your identity. Okay, I'm going to have Christy read it again. This is important that you get this. See, this is a much bigger, broader view
of who you are in Christ Jesus. Go ahead and read it.
Listen to me, you who chase after righteousness.
Now that's you, right?
Yes.
You're chasing after righteousness. Mm-hmm. So we're saying, Lord, go in the comments, say, Lord, I'm listening, Lord, and I'm looking and seeking after you.
Seeking after
okay.
You.
And then he gives you instruction.
You who passionately pursue the Lord, look back to Abraham.
Okay. So what he's doing is he's saying, look back to Abraham. When I made covenant with Abraham, that's what this is all about. See, this is about biblical alignment. So that's why when the scripture says, I know this is deep, but please, you can get this. You can understand it. When God says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, right? Those are Abraham's covenant. When he says, bless the seed of Abraham, I will bless those who bless you. You've been grafted into Abraham. You are one new man from the two, thus making peace. Hang on the sleeve of one Jew, all that kind of stuff. Where is that? I will bless the Jew first. All of that has to do with the fact that the window of your spiritual vision, he wants it this wide and not just trapped in to a religious circle. So you're in like a parade. I remember a guy told me one time, he says, when you're ministering, he says, you have two opportunities. You can be at the parade in New York City at Macy's Christmas Day parade, and you can be looking through a fence, which is a knothole, and that's looking through the New Testament. Just looking through the New Testament, you're looking at the parade through the knothole, and you're saying, this is what God's saying, this is what God's saying, this is what God's saying. But if you'll look back to Abraham and you'll look through the lens of both Old Testament and New Testament, it's like being on top of the Empire State Building so you can see from the original marching band, so to say, all the way back to Santa Claus to know what the parade actually looks like and who's in the parade. See, you have family members and covenant members biblically that you need to align with and understand that the Lord is resetting. He's resetting your spiritual clock from a knothole to a broad 30,000 foot view in Yeshua's name. If that word's for you, say amen. Amen. Because 2022 is saying that he wants to put the key of David on your shoulders, and he can't put the key of David on your shoulders with a Constantine covenant understanding. It's got to be in the covenant of David and Abraham, and that covenant understanding is where the power comes from. Mm-hmm. So I'm getting ready to shift gears here, but the number two is, here's the key, is I'm going to ask you to partner with us, but I want to give you some real practical things about faith and partnership that is practical in business and in the spirit. When you sow a seed into a ministry, you are making that's a covenant act. And when you do, you need to be able to go to war in the courts and put a demand on that seed for health and prosperity and favor and wealth transfer. And you need to be able to do it knowing that you're not being mocked by the accuser of the brethren. So that's why he sends us out two by two. So I'm going to have Christy read. It's Mark 6 and 7. Let's talk about two by two.
Could I say something?
Sure.
Okay. This is in regards to what he's just now been saying. This is one of the things that the Lord gave me this week. It's Romans 4. It's Romans 4:3. Listen to what the scriptures say. Because Abraham believed God's words, Abraham's faith transferred God's very righteousness into his account. And that's what it's all about. Because if we are walking in righteousness, we are blessed. The scriptures are full of righteousness and blessings. Because we get off the path of righteousness, we fall into the dark places. And the dark places, there are no blessings in that. So
that's it. Theologically, this mm-hmm. is wrong and this yes. is right.
Abraham.
See, this mm-hmm. is where man corrupted it. That's why this is so important. The Hebraic roots of the faith and the Jewish teaching isn't to make you Jewish. It's to put you in right standing with God mm-hmm. so that you can embrace your heritage. Listen, every time you pick up a Bible and read it, you're basically making partnership with it for success.
Yes.
And you can do that now. And so one of the things I want to do with you, and many of you have asked, is what we're going to do tonight. So I want you to stick with me and I want you to hit the share button. But here's the key. If you're going to be a Fourth River, and you know what I'm talking about, if you're going to be a Fourth River believer, I want tonight to be with you. I want to have transparency with our annual report and authenticity. I want you to know we said it, we decreed it, we asked you to partner with us, and we did it. And that's why I want you to go and get the full report. I mean, you're going to get the partial report tonight, and then you'll get the full report in February. But this is what it's going to look like in a download form, okay? Now, in full transparency, I just want to share with you what has been done. And this is a report since November 2021. You'll get the full report of the year in February, okay? So I don't even think Christy is seeing this. These are projects that we have done that were new, that you helped us because of you. And I'll be honest with you. The increased partnership in giving, what happened is when we increased, we can only increase over the responsibility of delivering an excellence with humanitarian aid in Israel. That's why we have the favor. But here, this is what it says right here. You took care of these soldiers. I mean, look how beautifully done this is. This is what you're going to download. And I want to read this to you because I want to be transparent. If you're going to partner with the ministry, you know what? You need proof. And you need principles. Does it work? Well, listen to this. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He will keep you. And he who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Mm-hmm. Psalm 121, 3 and 4. And what we told these soldiers every week is we feed them with a Shabbat meal. Guess what? We're one new man. We don't slumber or sleep. We don't care about the COVID. We adjusted for the meals to come. We used to bring big catering meals. We brought them individual. We made all the adjustments. We put on masks. We did everything we had to do, but we didn't miss one meal. We did what we said. That's the key. We did what we said. And I can tell you, it wasn't easy. And so then we started to, and Beit Shan, we didn't know. This was right before COVID. We actually adopted and actually leased our own safe house for soldiers in Beit Shan. We didn't know COVID was coming. We didn't know that COVID canceled hitchhiking, which soldiers do. It's a form of transportation in Israel. No more hitchhiking. So all of our soldiers, which we support in the Golan Heights, can't go home because they can only get to Beit Shan. Guess what? You have a safe house in Beit Shan. So they don't have to, you know, find places to stay or no place at all or stay on the base. They went into a beautiful facility full of food. And guess what? The grandmas that are there, the imas in Beit Shan, who are great cooks, I've eaten with them, they fixed meals, hot meals for them, clean towels, sheets, toilet trees, socks to replace, underwear, all that stuff, waiting for them at your safe house. Go ahead in the comments, say, look, guess what? We did what we said. And then we got into the Gaza war. We didn't see this one coming, but look what happened. 3,211 rockets, 10 Israelis killed, millions of Israelis ran to the shelter. 1,800 plus Israeli civilians were wounded. And what did we do? We provided 500 care boxes, food, clothing, personal items, such as socks, underwear, hygiene, batteries, flashlights, blankets, and home good items, and much more. You provided this for these soldiers. So after reaching the hearts of the Israeli defenders and the different commanders that were there, guess what they did? They said, we want to know why these people from Courtlandry Ministries, why do they do this? What is this one new man? Look what you got to do. Look at this. This is a miracle. See that? Those are soldiers. Those are soldiers with our book, Reclaiming Our Forgotten Heritage, hearing the story of you, one new man. When Jew and Gentile come together, we aren't just like theologically listening in a church or a synagogue. We take action. We're transparent. We have goals. And also, look at this. This is the Atam Battalion 611. Now, This was an honor. We were asked by the Friends of Israel Defense Force to support these special, special soldiers. These are the soldiers that protect Israel. Listen, the reason we got involved with protecting the soldiers, God gave us the revelation years ago, and the revelation, no soldiers, no prophecy. Because, and I can remember speaking to them at David's Citadel, and one night I was up and they asked me to share, and a prophetic just came on me, and I was speaking to them, and I said, you have to realize you're different than any other soldiers in all the world, because who you are the fulfiller of Bible prophecies. What Isaiah prophesied, Jeremiah, what Amos, all of them, what they prophesied, you are defending. And Kurt Landry Ministries, the EFTAM Battalion 611, we took care of all of their needs, and we're meeting their needs that they asked us to support. And they're the ones that run all the Iron Dome and all the special defense. And they appreciate it. They appreciate it very much. Listen, this is from the commander. He is saying, as the country is surrounded by enemies, it can be a challenge to continue fighting. Much of what we hear of is ignorance and criticism. Having the support, listen, having the support of Kurt Landry Partners serves as a reminder that it's not all negative. They're talking about you. This is the commander. You're making a difference. You are making a difference. And in education this year, Kurt Landry Ministries took on all these children's books right here. This is just all the new stuff that happened last year that you made happen. So we had a children's book for Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, and Hanukkah. And one of the sweetest ones is right here, Sowing into Life. This is the Those many lives saved from abortion. Now, we didn't do all of them, but we do partner with that. So, listen, here's the key. If you're going to have a partnership, you need to have a partnership that actually sets goals and is authentic and real. And that's what we do. So if you want to download yours, you can go to kurtlandry.com/update. And I want you to know we are going to continue to do what we say. We increased last year's support in Israel tremendously, and we'll probably do it again, but we can't do it without you. So I just want to thank you and bless you for doing that. The next thing I want to talk to you about that's so important is I want you to download, and literally thousands of you have, beautiful picture from Asia with everyone with goals to grow by. Okay. And you need to understand that when Christy and I got the revelation of this, is that we need to not only write the goals, but pray the goals out in the courts. So what you're doing is you're putting the Lord into remembrance of his word. So we're going to do that right now. I haven't showed this to Christy, but I went ahead and went to the first page where you have your personal strategy for the kingdom. Okay. And I just put some things in. And so we're going to pray together. And I just wrote down some notes. And this is for the first seven things, just so that you can kind of experience what that looks like. Is that okay?
Okay.
I'm going to pray. And so we're going to come in agreement. So Father God, we come to you tonight on this very special night into the courts of heaven. Lord, we cleanse ourselves in the room of atonement. We come into the mercy court, Father God. We declare that you are just judge and you are a heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you that literally your angels are there, ready to hearken on to every word. Thank you, Lord, that your books in heaven are opened. And thank you, Lord, because of the blood of Jesus over our life, that the accuser of the brethren literally is canceled and cannot cancel what we say. Father, we come boldly with the fervency of Daniel. Yes, and Lord, we come with wisdom and knowledge and understanding. And Lord, in our personal plan, Lord, we come and the first question is this: what do I need to shift in my mind away
that what do I need to remove that is keeping me from seeking first the kingdom of God? Father God, I ask that anything, Lord, I ask that, Lord, you would strengthen me in my focus.
Yes.
And Lord, that you would strengthen me in my time management.
Yes.
Lord, I ask for an anointing of God for each one of our partners and family members that are watching. All of you, you know who you are. Lord, take Kurt Landry Ministry Partners right now, Lord. You have trusted us with much. But Lord, help us have more focus and more time management.
Yes,
Lord, in my planning session, it says, what practical way for me to remember that it is the Lord that gives me power? Thank you, Lord. I am going to set goals. I'm going to pray those goals.
Yes.
And I'm going to thank him in advance for the success.
Yes.
Thank you, Father God. I have set personal goals. And then you just need to speak them out.
Yes.
And Lord, I thank you that in advance, it's only the first month of this Gregorian calendar. But Lord, I thank you that I'm going to see tremendous breakthroughs in 2022.
Yes.
That Lord, you're going to double down. That Lord, you're going to 10 times me in Yeshua's name.
Yes.
The third question is, what three things, anything you want to pray about, what three things can I do to sow into the lives of others this year, and how can I give? Father God, I'm not time to pray it, but Lord, teach me about tithing. See, the tithe belongs to the Lord. Teach me about first fruit offerings, Passover, Pentecost, and the Feast of Tabernacles. These are first fruits of the works of the Lord that we sow into. And Lord, teach me about terumah. Terumah is first fruits to the teacher. Lord, teach me about these three things so that there might be a release in the tithe,
Lord,
a release in the offering, and a release in, Lord Father God, in the terumah blessing. Now, if you want to learn more about that, you can go ahead and order our book, Releasing Blessings and Through Tithes and Offerings. You can get that at kurtlandry.com. You go ahead and release this. It's a great workbook to follow up with this. These are all tools. Number four, what three things can we do with our family this year, including things you can do as a family with your spouse, children, and grandparents, etc., that the focus on seeking his kingdom and fostering that relationship, also including things that they relate to your church, your family, and your community focus. So, Father God, I ask that you anoint me with favor for Shabbat.
Yes, Lord, thank you.
Just ask the Lord, keep 1 in 7. But I'm telling you, we wouldn't be sitting here today at our age with our health and blessing without Shabbat. We've been doing it a long time. Second is the feast of the Lord. Lord, teach me your feasts. Teach me how to keep the feast with Kurt Landry Ministries. And the third one is, Lord, make me disciplined. Allow the time. I would do it live. It's nothing against the archives. I mean, the archives are watched 7 times more than the live. But the thing that's good is set a time, whether it's archived or live, and set it every week and say, this is my time for Trending Tuesdays. This is my time for a Shabbat service. So Lord, teach me time management to honor you in Yeshua's name. So I'm gonna have Christy read 5, 6, and 7, and then I'll pray those out.
Okay. What are three things I want to avoid this year? And what situations or activities typically pull us away from being kingdom focused?
So, Father God, I ask, I just wrote three things down. Father God, remove all sources of fear.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, remove all sources of negative influences that I can take out of my life. And Father God, when I get angry, upset, or depressed, Lord, I break that assignment of isolation. And Lord, your word says, do not forsake the assembly of yourself, even that much more so as you see the day approaching. So, Lord, help me be with fellowship.
Thank you,
through virtual and literal in Yeshua's name. Amen.
What things are deemed a priority or most important to you this year? And these are the things, the commitments and the relationships that are worth sacrificing for?
So I put down three goals for you. I'm just giving people ask me examples. Number one, Bible study, personal Bible study, whether it be through a devotional or you get one of the great Bible study books and or read through the Bible in a year. But you've got to be in the Word. You've got to consume the Word, and the Word will consume you. So, Father God, give me a lifestyle in the Bible study that I would seek first the kingdom of God every morning. Yes. That's what we do. Yes. And when we don't do it and our life gets disrupted and it happens, that day never usually turns out good. But for us, I don't want to tell you how much time because, listen, we do what we have to do with what we're responsible for. But I can tell you, it takes a lot of time for us to be able to maintain all the plates that we spin. But we've got to seek that first. But we've been doing that for years. So it's not hard. It's just what we do. The second thing is streaming, is that you need to be trending Tuesdays. If you see that we're coming on live with the Word, you need to put it on the announcement so that you know when it's coming. And you need to be communicating live stream, not just with us, but whoever, other people you want to listen to. But then the other thing is the workbooks. You need to get all the workbooks. You need to get the fall feast. You need to get the tithes and offerings. I would get all of this because just these, if you need a good Bible study, just going through these, they're excellent. They're not difficult. They're bottom line. They're deliverable. We purposely made them so that anybody who goes in will have clear understanding. Our focus was revelatory understanding to build relationship with a Father who loves you. Our focus really was to remove the fear and all the false teaching that's in this little circle. That little circle, to broaden your view so that you can see all the way back to Abraham, the rock in which you were carved from, hewn from. And the last prayer is number 7.
What things are deemed least important and not a priority? And these are the things and the commitments that you should let go of.
So I would personally let go to anything this year. I'd get free from fear. And the biggest fear I would say is fear of man and man's approval, because you're going to go into the fourth river this year. And you're going to make some, promises to the Lord. And by doing that, you're going to have some people are going to say, listen, we don't like what you're doing. And they're going to be critical of you. So you got to say, okay, that's fine. Let's agree. I don't want to get offended. Let's agree to disagree. But you know what? 2022, I'm going to try keeping these feasts of the Lord, because they're actually the feasts of the Lord, not the feasts of the Jews. And Sabbath's for man. It's not legalistic. Right. It's not for God. It's for man. It's for rest. So I'm just going to try this year. Now, one of the things that's great about when you download Goals to Grow By, all the explanations of each one of the feasts and the dates for 2022 are there. So you can plan your calendar and know why. So I want to remind you again, go ahead to kurtlandry.com/update and get the update of the year so that you know, and then go ahead and get ready. In February, we'll have the whole year in completion. This was just what up into November, the new things that we were doing. We want to be transparent. We want to be authentic. You need to know if you're going to come under an umbrella. Okay. If you're going to come under that umbrella, if you put your hand in my hand. Okay. Okay, see that? If you're coming under the umbrella, you need to know that the umbrella is doing what they're asking you to do. That's the key to the umbrella working. And by the grace of God, praise the Lord, we do what we say we can do. I'm going to ask Christy to close us out in prayer. And here's the key, babe. I want you to pray. We need a lifestyle of love, the love of the Father. We need to be in unity. You're going to have to protect your unity. And we want power to be successful, to have success. Because I think we'd agree that in 2022, let's purpose together as a ministry. Let's make a difference. Let's make a difference.
So One thing that I think is so important, and I know you all will agree with this, more than ever, we need to be alone with the Lord to hear what the Lord is not only saying, but I shared something the other night, and it's so important for us just to get alone with the Lord, just to sit with the Lord, and that so ministers to Him. The Lord needs to be ministered unto, because He needs His children to come, not asking for anything, just coming to say, I love you, Lord, and I thank you, Lord, and I just want to be with you, Lord. And when you do that, there's just a peace that comes over you, and then revelation starts to come, and He begins to speak to you. But don't go there for that reason. Go there for this only reason that you're going out to sit alone. It's just to be with Him and to minister to Him. He loves it when we do that. It's enter His courts with thanksgiving, and enter his gates with thanksgiving, and enter His courts with praise.
Yes.
So, Father, we just come before you in the name of Yeshua, and the whole world, Father, is just, it's spinning and spinning out of control these days so much. And we just thank you, Father, that we have a place to run and hide to in, and that is you. You are our hiding place. You are our hiding place. And Lord, we give praise and thanksgiving for the faithfulness and that which you teach us in the word. So we thank you, Father, that in this new year, we are going to come boldly before the throne of grace in time of need and time of trouble, but also we are going to come boldly into that place, Father, where we can just sit and be alone with you, because we desire, Father, to have right standing in everything that we do, everything that we say. We want to be a blessing to you. So, Lord, we praise you. We thank you. We thank you that you've given us your word, and you've given us the blood of your son to cover us. You've given us all these beautiful promises. You give us family that love us, Father. And for those that don't have family, Lord, you have us. We have spiritual families that love us. So, Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your healing powers over all of us. And in 2022, we give praise and thanksgiving that your will is going to be done in our lives. And we decree and we declare over ourselves and over our families and our congregations and our nation and the nations of the earth, and particularly over Israel, thine kingdom come and thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In Yeshua's name.
Well, thank you so much for joining us tonight. 2022, a biblical year for alignment. Isaiah 51, 1 and 2. Let's have that full view of the rock of Abraham.
Amen.
Let's go back to the covenant. When God restored the authority that was lost in the garden, let's go back to that place. Let's reset our clock. Let's know that God is actually 5 plus 7, 8 plus 2 is 22, that Isaiah 22 and 22, that God releases the key of David in your life, that the key of David would rest upon your shoulders.
Thank you,
Father God, that he would open doors no man can shut, shut doors no man can open. Lord, let's have pure, authentic, transparent partnerships that bring success, and let's do it now. Thank you for bringing this report of authenticity.
Thank you, Lord,
Lord, for setting goals to grow by. Thank you, Lord, that we have a lifestyle of love and unity and power and success.
Yes.
And Lord, I release that mantle to make a difference in each one of our lives this night. In Yeshua's mighty name, we seal it in Yeshua's name.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thank you for listening to Ancient Mysteries Kingdom Principle Podcast. Like what you heard? Then visit us at kurtlandry.com for free resources that will empower your faith to walk in greater levels of kingdom authority. Follow me on Facebook or Instagram at Kurt Landry Ministries. See you next week.